DW.
As the global economy has slowed down, Bangladesh's textile industry has been thrown into crisis. At the beginning of April, many international fashion brands cancelled their orders with Bangladeshi factories. According to the country's Daily Star newspaper, Bangladesh's textile exports fell by more than 77% in the first week of April alone. Many textile workers have still not been paid. Despite the corona lockdown, in mid-May, they took to the streets in protest.
We got our salary for March in 3 installments. For April, we've had nothing yet. And now they've closed our factories indefinitely. That's why we're protesting. If they're closing the factories, then the least they can do is pay us the wages we're still owed.
Bangladesh's textile industry is crucial for the nation's economy. The country has around 4,000 sewing and embroidery workshops and textile factories, employing around 4 million people. Among them are Kushi Akhtar and Ambia Begum.
No one knows when our factory will open up again. We've still not received our wages, and now we're not sure if we'll ever get anything of what we're owed. That's a big problem for us.
We have to pay rent and buy food for our families. How are we supposed to survive? The government should help us.
Back in April, the president of the Bangladesh Garment Manufacturers and Exporters Association, Rubana Haq, complained that orders for more than 900 million items of clothing had been cancelled. She posted a video that was circulated online, appealing to the companies responsible not to completely stop production.
I'm going to appeal to your good senses so that you kindly take all your current goods which are under production and which are ready. Please take them under normal payment terms. And then if you have any which is uncut, uncut fabric, uncut anything, kindly allow us to also go ahead. If not, give us the CM portion so that we can at least compensate our workers' salaries with that when the production time comes. Otherwise, if we don't have that support for the next 3 months, we will be having 4.1 million workers literally out on the streets. And this is a social chaos we cannot afford. And while we talk about the unused fabric and everything, you can pay us later. You can defer your payment, and we can also keep goods in our storage. But as soon as we finish producing, as soon as the goods are out of our factories, we must consider it shipped. This is something that we need to work on. Please don't give up on us.
Bangladesh is the world's second largest garment producer after China. In the last financial year alone, ending in June 2019, textile exports were worth more than $34 billion, around 85% of Bangladesh's total exports. But due to the coronavirus pandemic, most of the country's sewing machines are currently at a standstill. It's hard to predict the extent of the impact this crisis will have on the economy, says Mohammed Hatem, the vice president of the Bangladesh Knitwear Manufacturers and Exporters Association.
Coronavirus, it's a natural calamity.
Businesses are suffering, and workers have lost their livelihoods. They're worried about when they'll next get paid. We are working with the government to try and find a solution so that we can get everyone back on their feet.
Some textile factories in Bangladesh have resumed production, despite the fact that the coronavirus continues to spread around the country. Around 500 producers in Dhaka and Chittagong have received a special permit from the government to continue working. Now workers have to wear face masks as they sew garments for fashion brands like Zara, H&M and Gap, as Reuters film footage shows. Imtaz Ahmed Matin is the Director General of the All-Muslim Garment Factory in the Bangladeshi capital, Dhaka.
We've opened up again today after weeks of lockdown. Maybe we can make up for the losses from the past few weeks. Our business partners and importers are supporting us. We hope to be able to send out deliveries again soon.
The Bangladeshi government instructed the textile factories and delivery firms to continue paying their workers during the lockdown. But factory owners would not have been able to afford that, says Huck, president of the Garment Manufacturers and Exporters Association. She says the textile sector has lost $3 billion in the past few weeks due to orders from the West being cancelled or postponed. Those working in the sector say there was no choice but to open the factories up again. Mohammed Sharif, who runs a textile factory in Dhaka, has shifted his production amid the crisis. Instead of women's clothes, his employees are now sewing masks and protective clothing for health workers.
Normally we export clothes, but now we've switched to meet the huge demand for PPE, personal protective equipment and clothing. We're providing items for doctors and nurses, police, soldiers and journalists. So that means we've been able to keep production going.
Many of the factory workers are glad the factory is up and running again. But fear about the risk of the virus is also widespread, as factory worker Masoom Billa told us.
All the government institutions are still closed due to the coronavirus. But we are back at work. Why? There are hundreds of us sitting in the workshops and we haven't been given any protective clothing. Don't they feel responsible for us? Don't our lives count? Aren't we people too?
DW.